Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good morning. Hi, Paulette.
Hi.
So, you know, I thought it, Julie's Galthorpe's always educating us with her comments on In the Moment. So I thought we'd get you on this morning and educate Mixed Nation about the work of Catherine's Kitchen. It's been around now for 3 years, formerly connected with the Salvation Army. But just give us an update. What you're doing and how's it going?
Thank you, Sean. Yes, well, In the Moment, things are very active at Catherine's Kitchen. We are just seeing things bustling, and it's a meal program that we provide Monday to Thursday, hot lunch every noon hour from 11 to 12:30. And in January, we were serving approximately around 40 meals each day, and now we are topping well over 70 meals every day that we are serving through the week. And it's moved. We seem to be one of the bridges to the services in the community, where we're not only just providing meal programs, but we're also having people who have built a trust with us and seeking assistance, you know, whether it's for employment, whether it's for mental health services, whether clothing, bedding, housing, and just really serving those in crisis, but also those in need.
Yeah, I would think, too, the work of the crew at Catherine's Kitchen, for those who come for lunch, it's a bit of fellowship for them as well, and an opportunity maybe to see some familiar faces and build a relationship with helps.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, after COVID, people being in isolation for so long.
Yeah.
So we do. We get many individuals, especially seniors, that come out, and they just, it's like going to a restaurant and having a meal and sharing, and people get to know each other because, you know, it's a lot of the same faces every day. And there's just such a family-oriented connection, and it's just a safe place for people to come. And again, you know, we serve the homeless, we serve the vulnerable, the working class in need, those in isolation, seniors. We even have high school students that were coming in, right from young families to senior citizens.
So do you have enough people, though? Because it sounds like you've got, you know, your hands full. Do you have enough volunteers and people in the community to help you out with this major chore that you have to do, this huge task?
Yes, we are always looking for volunteers, of course. It's something that people just seem to have such a heart to want to be a part of the program. And so we have individuals from, you know, from our church programs that are in the community to businesses that said, you know, I'll send a couple of my staff over, and then just others who have heard about the program and come in and volunteer. And so on average, every day we have 6 to 8 volunteers that come in and help with the program, and they volunteer their time. Even our coordinator who runs the program in the kitchen is a volunteer as well.
Well, thanks for the update, Paulette Kinmon. She is the executive director of Catherine's Kitchen at 24 Dundas Street. That's right downtown Trenton, near the TD Bank. Continue to do what you're doing and helping those, as you mentioned, are most vulnerable in our community. And if people want to make a donation, where do they go, Paulette?
They can go to catherineskitchen.ca, and there's a donate button there, and we take all methods of donating, or they can call 613-392-8200, and we would gladly take a donation. And our meals are increasing in cost. We were estimating at about $5 per meal, and it's creeped well over the $6 mark now with just the increase of grocery costs.
Wow. Well, thank you for this morning. You have yourself a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care.